Hi, and welcome to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, a program brought to you by Worth Wealth Management, where you can live with confidence. We have a special guest today. It's going to be fun. I've always wanted to be an astronaut, and our guest is Victor Glover, who will be one of the astronauts on the spaceship that's circling the moon. That's correct. He'll be here. He's been on the space station, had four moonwalks. We'll get to talk to him about his next mission that's coming up. Back with more after this.
Challenging times are when experience matters. We allow our clients to live with confidence. Long-term trusted relationships. Worth Wealth Management. Enhancing lives and strengthening families.
Welcome again to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, with a special guest from Houston, astronaut Victor Glover. Victor, thanks for being on our program today.
Thanks, Gary. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, one of the things I know that we talk about on this program is leadership. You have walked in space four times, I believe. You've been on the space station. You've lived up there for a while. What puts you in position, you know, from a leadership, from a career standpoint, to be in the astronauts program?
I love talking about leadership. I love the subject. And I think a part of it would be following, having a bunch of great leaders to work with and look up to. And initially, you know, when you're put into a leadership position, you can freestyle it or you can mimic what you've seen. And so I would say some great leaders to imitate. I've worked for some amazing people, my squadron commanders. I worked for John McCain for almost a year. Charlie Bolden, who ran NASA, but he was a Marine Corps general when I worked for him the first time. And so I think that's a big part of it, having some really amazing leaders to look up to in the beginning.
Were there some key moments in your career that kind of turned you towards being an astronaut?
Key moments. Wow. Okay. Absolutely. I was in college tutoring for a program and loved working with kids, teaching them engineering. And I felt like I really had found my calling. And I was considering the military and then teaching at the time. And so my boss in that program, thinking she was going to help, like really set the hook for being an educator, had me meet the executive director of this program. And so I went up to the University of California office and I walk in his office. And there's a constellation of, you know, our solar system and a rocket. And he sees me, leans back in his chair, takes his glasses off and sets it on a book. And I shake his hand and sit down and he taps on that book. And he says, "You see that right there? That's how I live my dreams of space exploration and flying." And he says, "You have a chance to go fly in the Navy. Go do it. And if anything else, it'll make you a better educator." And that conversation, which was that quick, really turned my thinking. I've always loved education and the impact we can have on young people. But that really helped me get comfortable with the idea of going and starting this Navy journey, which, you know, lots of other decisions on the way, but that was the big one, whether or not to leave college and go be an educator or to go serve in the military.
Well, in our story, you talk to students about that, I'm sure, of make those choices, make those things that can change your life. You've done that. You had a chance to be at the space station, walk in space. Let's talk about a little bit about that. What did it feel like to step outside the spaceship and just go shooting? It's in behind you. I see space right there. That has to be a breathtaking experience.
That is it. It is breathtaking. Because you don't know what it's going to feel like when you first get out there, the advice I received that really just kept repeating in my head was, keep your world small. One of my classmates said that to me. And so I just focused on right what was in front of my face, my hands and the handrail, where I'm going next. And so it took me about 3 hours before I felt like, okay, I kind of got the hang of this. I'm going to start looking around and maybe taking some pictures. Actually, my first spacewalk, I did not take a single picture. There were no selfies to be taken on that. But it was busy. I'll tell you, that's what it is. You're busy when you're outside. There's a lot to be done, and it all requires intense focus. I wrestled in college, and I think spacewalking has a lot in common with wrestling, even though it may be physical in a different way. It's very physical. It's very three-dimensional. Your success requires you to integrate the three dimensions and to think about what's coming next. And that's very true in wrestling and spacewalks. And so challenging, it's busy physically and mentally, but most important, you're working with a team. And that team, Mike Hopkins, who had been out on a spacewalk before and led our first one, the first one I went on, and also the ground team, they all helped to make that possible. But that first moment, when you look out and you can see that for real, there are just no words to describe it. You know, we train in a pool where you can see the bottom of the pool. And, you know, when you look out and it's 250 miles straight down, you go, wow, this is amazing and special, but also, what am I doing?
Letting go to actually float would have to be one of those experiences that, you know, you can think about it and I can say, boy, that'd be hard to do. But boy, letting go when you're out there and you see that space out there, that's amazing. What did it feel like when you were named to be on the Artemis mission?
Wow. You know, it's interesting because people ask about the excitement and excitement is a part of it. But you know, the professionals who do what I do understand the risks associated with this. There's a lot of software, a lot of pieces and parts to this hardware, lots of people. This is made all over the country in all 50 states of the union and then also parts overseas. And it all has to work flawlessly the first time for the duration of the mission. So we understand the risk. And so I would say the overriding feeling was, first of all, shock, because I didn't expect to be on this mission. So it was a little shocked. But then also I would say it. I know focus isn't a feeling, but the seriousness, that's my overriding feeling, was the seriousness of this. This means a lot for our country, for our agency, for our Artemis Accords, international partners. And it's risky, and my family's going to have to go on this journey with me. And so we have a lot to get done in the next couple of years. And so, yeah, profundity, if that's an emotion, it was profundity.
If you look at 50 years since we've had a mission like this, and you'll be the first one to head to the moon, there's more to it than just circling the moon, though. Tell us a little bit more about the long-term plans for the Artemis mission.
Artemis is our generation's deep space exploration program. It's not just the moon program. We're going to make sure this Orion capsule is safe for humans to fly so that we can fly it to eventually dock to a lunar lander, which will get us to the surface of the moon, or to a gateway space station that's orbiting the moon. And both of those things are going to enable future technologies and future techniques and future teams to go beyond the moon onto Mars and continue to understand, you know, maybe how the Earth looked in its past or where we may be headed in the future if we don't take better care of our planet. And so the Artemis program is a big campaign. The moon is just one destination, and that's our mission. Our mission is to do the free return trajectory around the moon, but really to test out Orion as one big step on this journey that's going to eventually get humans to Mars.
Orion is your spaceship, and you'll be the pilot of that. As you approach the moon and circle the moon, what are you going to be looking for?
Wow. You know, that's so there's a potential region of the moon, what we would call the Western Hemisphere, looking at it from Earth, on the far side. That part has not been completely seen by human eyes. And I just learned that recently. So the fact that there's a potential for us to see something that's never been seen before, that's amazing. But no matter what, even if it's completely dark, to look out the window of the spacecraft, first of all, the spacecraft by the moon, and to look at the moon in the foreground and then see the Earth in the background in the distance, 250,000 miles away with my crewmates, Reed, Christina, and Jeremy. I don't know what that's going to feel like, but I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be amazing.
I hope you send us pictures back, Victor. And I appreciate, I know you're short on time because you have a lot of people and you have a lot of training to do. That has to be intense training because there are so many moving parts, as you say, that intensity, that focus it takes. How many hours a day do you train?
So we will start training next month, and I imagine it's going to be chock full. I think they're going to schedule our days full. And, you know, while some of it will be technical training, some of it will be continuing to engage the public like we are now, but also engaging the team that's developing the hardware or building hardware and software, and to thank them for their hard work and let them know how much we count on their technical expertise. And so they're going to keep us busy, Gary. You can be best believe we'll have some full days until launch.
I can't wait to see how this all develops. Look forward to it. And maybe again later on, once you're back, get a chance to follow up on that. But Victor, thanks for being on our program Forward Ever.
Thanks, Gary, for letting us talk about Artemis and the mission and the team. And I definitely would love to talk to you when we get back.
Victor Glover has been our guest, astronaut on the Artemis program. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Shorman.
Thanks for joining us for Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Wirth Wealth Management. Join us right here next week for another episode with host Gary Shorman. Until then, remember to move forward ever, backward never.
It's now on our watch. America's been tested before, many times. We salute those that are on the front line, in our own backyard, and well beyond. And those that lead us to a better tomorrow. Our roots run deep, and so do our relationships. Let's move forward together. Live with confidence. Wirth Wealth Management. There is a tomorrow that shines upon a better day. We'll move forward together.